Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Brett Kiesel, welcome to Ireland.
Thank you, sir. I'm so excited. It's awesome. I can't wait.
We can't wait to have you. You're going to spend a lot of time here, obviously, between now and when the Steelers game actually happens. But I was just kind of wondering, how familiar are you with this little island that's slightly to the east of the U.S.?
I'm not at all. I've never traveled there. I've always, you know, been fond of it. And have a lot of, obviously, Irish influences and friends from around here and in Pittsburgh. And, of course, the Rooney family and, you know, Ambassador Rooney coming over there. Yeah. He always talks so highly of the country and just the people and, obviously, the history there. So I'm really excited to see it in person.
Amazing. Well, you'll love it. I do think you will. I mean, there are 30 million Irish Americans. There are 30 million Americans who claim Irish descent. Our population is barely 5 million. So let's do the maths on that, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. I think that's what I'm most looking forward to seeing is just all the history there, the countryside. I think we have a fishing trip lined up. So I'm an outdoorsman.
And
I'm going to have to see if I can catch an Irish trout out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you're from Wyoming, right? So you're a hunter, you're a fisherman. You love fishing. I've seen lots of videos of you fishing. I mean, there's good fishing to be had here.
That's what I've heard. And that was kind of the thing. I was like, I got to do something outdoors there. And I'm like, looks like there's water everywhere. So there's got to be some fish in there somewhere.
Put it this way, right? Wyoming is about four times bigger than Ireland. And we are surrounded by an ocean everywhere. So you're not going to struggle, trust me. Okay, so how about you educate me a little bit? Because, look, most people listen to this will know American football. We'll see the Super Bowl. We'll see little bits and pieces. We don't really understand the sport. Your position, you were a defensive end. What does that mean?
Yeah, so I'm obviously on the defensive line. That's kind of the end of the line. The line is the front. You know, there's an offensive line and defensive line. And Basically, that's where all the toughest guys on the planet play. And it's hand-to-hand battle every time. The guys' weights usually range between 370 and, you know, about 300 pounds.
Wow.
Most of them are right in between that weight.
Okay.
6'5 to 6'10.
And that's you're 6'5, right?
Yes, sir.
What was your peak weight when you were playing?
Right around 295. I was right around 295.
Were you small for that size, or was that the right kind of number?
A little bit. I was a little on the lighter end as far as the
fast though
defensive scheme. Yeah, but I could run. And that's what really was a part of my game was my legs and getting from point A to point B, sideline to sideline. You know, that's what we wanted to be.
Yeah, absolutely. How much of the 295 was the beard? Because it's got to weigh something, right?
It did, actually. When I was a younger player, I used to sneak a 10-pound weight into my drawers. And when we had weigh-ins, I would, because I was always running down on kickoff.
Right.
Kickoff was different then. You had to run down and make the tackle. Now it's a little bit different. But yeah, that was one of my sneaky tricks when I was a young player so I could still keep weight. Then I ended up hanging stuff in the beard, yeah.
Whatever you've got to do, yeah. But talk to me about the beard, because the beard, obviously, if my stories are correct and what I've researched and found out, is that you grew it after you saw hockey playoffs where the guys had playoff beards. You liked the idea. And then is it true that you just didn't cut it because you kept winning?
Yeah, I never had let my beard just go. I'd always kind of trimmed it up and kept it pretty. And finally, I just went a caveman with it, and I was like, as long as we're winning, I'm a superstitious guy, so I have to have things roll out the right way. And when you're winning, you stick the game plan, you keep going.
Totally.
And that's how the beard started and went all the way to the Super Bowl. Unfortunately, we didn't close the deal at the Super Bowl, but we ended up doing 10 years of Shear to Beards, and we raised over $1 million for Children's Hospital here in Pittsburgh. So, really
Oh,
proud
so
of that.
you would cut it off at the end of a season for charity, raise money. That's
Yeah, it
incredible.
was awesome. Steeler Nation is unlike any other fan base in the planet. When I first came up with the idea, I'm like, are people going to really come watch me get a haircut? But they showed up big time and did it for over a decade. So I love Steeler Nation, and I'm really excited to see Steeler Nation over there take over Croke Park.
Let me show you something, right? Because I was looking around going, how can I enamor myself to you? You know, because I want this to go well. So I figured I'd just do this. So
Oh, yeah. Here we go, Steelers. Here we go. Ooh, ooh.
okay, so obviously this is radio. So I've got to explain to everybody. What I just did there was I found a yellow towel on the floor of my twin daughter's bedroom. God knows how dirty this thing is, right? But anyway, I decided I'd swing it around over my head the way we swing towels and scarves at football matches. And this is a big thing for the Steelers, right?
The terrible towel is our flag. It's a very unique thing. It was developed by Myron Cope back in the 70s. The 70s are really when the Steelers dynasty took hold. They had a dominant team winning four Super Bowls in like 6 years or something like that, or 7 years. We're just incredible. The Steel Curtain. And yeah, Myron Cope came up with the terrible towel, a way to rally the crowd. And it's supposed to have magical powers and something that only the Pittsburgh Steelers fans know about. So you never disrespect the terrible towel. It's part of our history. It's part of our culture. If you do, you might get cursed for 10 years. So I would advise not to.
I will tell my daughters to pick that up off the ground and keep that thing clean. It's terrible, but
We'll
it's
just get a
clean.
real terrible towel for sure. I'll make
Yeah.
sure you're ready. We got to
Thank
get you
you.
one in the office, buddy.
Yes, I'll hang it with pride. And listen, you're coming over, first of all, for a draft party, right? So explain what this is, because this sounds really exciting.
Yeah, so every year they hold the NFL draft. It's a big deal. Guys work their entire college careers and junior careers trying to get a chance to get drafted into the NFL and to go to a great organization like the Pittsburgh Steelers and try to win a Super Bowl. But a lot of work goes into it. There's a lot of, teams' needs and things like that. The teams that don't finish as well throughout the previous year get the higher picks. And the first few rounds are pretty chaotic. A lot of trades happening and things. So anything can happen, but kids will get drafted for 3 days. There's, I think, 3 days of the draft, and it's quite a production. And really looking forward to seeing, the football fans over there at Croke Park for the first ever draft party in Ireland.
We've had college games here before. We've seen like the whole, two college teams come in, all of their fans, settle in Dublin, just turn the place upside down, have so much fun. But an NFL game, like this is crazy, this level of commitment that you guys have to play games around the world. It's so brilliant.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to go to London, and I got to play the Vikings in London. That was an amazing experience. Quite a deal traveling over there, and we got on the train, and we basically traveled all night and then got up in the morning and had practice. And it was kind of unique trying to catch up with the time, but
Of course, yeah.
the fans were unbelievable. Seeing fans wearing all kinds of different NFL jerseys, and it was packed and electric during the game. Like, I seriously want to see, a European football game, because I've seen highlights and
Yeah.
what those games are like, and the fans chanting with their cheers and their teams. It's going to be electric.
It really is. And Croke Park is just such an incredible stadium. It really is. Like, so I think your minds are going to be blown when you get to see those guys out in that pitch there. But let's see if this two-time Super Bowl winner, Brett Keisel, can become an All-Ireland medal winner in my lovely quiz, Dave's All-Ireland GAA quiz for Brett Keisel. So But first of all, this isn't part of the quiz, but do you know what GAA is?
No. What is GAA?
So, Croke Park, where you're going, is the home of Irish amateur sport. Okay, so we have two amateur sports. One is Gaelic football, which is a game played with a round, I guess, soccer-shaped ball. Yeah, okay. And then we have one called hurling, or camogie, if ladies play it. And that is played with a stick, a long, I guess like a field hockey stick with maybe a fatter head and a certain type of ball. And they were both played on the same pitch. And in Croke Park, they're both played there. So that is the home of GAA in Ireland. So it's a very special place. So that is actually going to be the first question on this, is about Croke Park. So question one. There's a famous stand in Croke Park. Is it called A, Hill 16, or B, Slope 22?
I'm going to go with A, Hill 16.
Hill 16 is absolutely right. Yes, it is. One on the board.
Okay, we're winning. All right. Wasn't sure how this was going to go, but we're doing okay.
So far, it's great.
We got one down.
Question two. The ball used, the small ball used in the game of hurling, which is the fastest field sport in the world, is it called A, and these are two Irish words, a slither, or B, leharis? Slither or leharis?
I'm going to go with B.
Damn. B is toilet. Leharis is toilet. Slither is the ball.
Failure.
Okay, well, we're one from two. This is not bad.
Okay. I can't get either a ball or a toilet.
They're your two choices. Okay, question three. In Gaelic football, the other sport with the football soccer-shaped ball, what do you think a solo is in Gaelic football? Is it playing a match by yourself because everyone else went to the pub, or B, kicking the ball up to yourself while you're running?
B.
Yes, absolutely right, a solo.
Thank you for teeing that one up for me. Solo. I got it.
Okay, so the stick that we use in hurling, this is question four, is called a hurley. Some people call it a hurl, some people call it a hurley. There's a big debate in Ireland all the time as to what it's called. But anyway, let's call it a hurley for this. Is it made from A, ash wood, or B, cement?
A.
He's got it. He's absolutely right. It is ash wood. That is what it is made of. The clash of the ash is what they say when two hurleys slap off each
clash
other.
Clash of the ash.
Clash of the ash. And the final question... And to be honest with you, you've gotten three correct, so you've already got your medal, but let's just crown it in glory. See if you can get this one right. Which of these is not a real GAA county team? Tipperary, Fermanagh, Roscommon, or Cashel?
I'm going to go with Cashel, because my son's name is Cash, so I'll just roll with that.
Well, you're absolutely right. Cashel is the town where my friend Carl, who worked in the show, is from. The rest are counties. Your son is called Cash. This is all meant to be 4 out of 5. I present you with your GAA All-Ireland medal. Brett, congratulations.
The crown fits perfectly. It fits perfectly. Thank you.
When you come over, I will get you a medal made. I will hand you a medal. If you give me a terrible towel, and I'll give you a medal.
You got it. Amazing. That's a done deal.
Amazing. Brett, it's an absolute honor to talk to you, man. I cannot wait to see what happens at the draft party. And, of course, the game itself is going to be so incredible in Croke Park. We cannot wait to find out who the Steelers are playing. And when it's going to be and all that. But listen, we're so excited to have you over. So welcome to Ireland. We can't wait to see you.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure being on your show. And I can't wait to meet you and bring you that towel, buddy.
Yes.
Here we go.
We'll swap you for the medal.
That's right.
Thanks, Brett.
Thank you, guys. See you later.
Dave Moore on Today FM.